Hello and welcome to UCA News Weekly Summary, your guide for news and information about and of interest to the Church in Asia. I am Joe Matthews. The Allahabad High Court in India's northern Uttar Pradesh state has ordered the government to pay around $900 equivalent after noticing that police falsely accused five Muslims of converting a Hindu woman to Islam. The Bharatiya Janata Party-led state government was directed to pay 50,000 rupees to the first accused, who was arrested on September 18th and detained for more than 45 days, and to deposit another 25,000 rupees with the court's legal aid services, which provides free legal assistance to the poor. The court quashed the police complaint accusing the men of luring a Hindu housewife to convert to Islam, noting that the alleged victim had told police she had not changed her religion. Yet officers registered the case and added charges of abduction and theft. Church leaders in the state welcomed the judgment, saying it could set a precedent for dismissing false cases under the Uttar Pradesh Prohibition of Unlawful Conversion of Religion Act, 2021, widely referred to as the Anti-Conversion Law. Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state, has become a hotspot for persecuting Christians under fake conversion charges. The United Christian Forum, a New Delhi-based ecumenical body, recorded 209 attacks against Christians in the state in 2024, the highest among 834 incidents nationwide. Church and aid groups in the Catholic-majority Philippines have chipped in to assist affected communities after Typhoon Kalmayegi hit central parts of the country, leaving more than 140 dead and thousands stranded. The typhoon triggered flooding in many areas, trapping people on their rooftops and cars, with thousands fleeing their homes to evacuation centers. As of now, the National Civil Defense Office confirmed 114 reported deaths, though that tally did not include an additional 28 recorded by Cebu provincial authorities. In Cebu City, churches offered shelter and food to people who escaped the heavy flooding. In Masin City, in southern Leyte province, dozens of people rushed to churches and rectories as the storm made landfall on Tuesday, said Monsignor Oscar Cadayona, Vicar General of Masin Diocese. The evacuees were provided with cooked meals, he said. In Cebu, Archbishop Alberto Uy directed all priests to open churches in the archdiocese as shelters for those seeking refuge during the storm. Cardinal Michael Felix Czerny, prefect of the Vatican's Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development, in a visit to Bangladesh, has urged the international community to show greater solidarity with Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh amid declining global attention and aid. "The situation is very difficult, with funding cuts and less attention from the world," Czerny said on Monday, following his visit to Rohingya camps in Cox's Bazar, located near the Myanmar border. Czerny met Rohingya families in makeshift shelters and children at a Caritas Bangladesh learning center. He distributed materials for housing improvements and met community leaders after children welcomed him with an action song and bouquets. Refugee representatives expressed gratitude for Caritas Bangladesh, which provides clean water, sanitation, shelter materials, and education support for children. About 1.2 million Rohingya Muslims live in squalid camps in Cox's Bazar, most of whom fled a brutal military crackdown in Myanmar's Rakhine State in 2017. Another 150,000 have arrived since 2024, amid fierce clashes between Myanmar's military and the Arakan army. A court in Shenzhen, China, has sentenced to death five ringleaders of scam compounds run out of Myanmar. China's state media said the criminals were found to have built 41 compounds in Kokang, northern Shan state, where they ran telecom fraud, operated gambling dens, committed intentional homicide, organized and coerced prostitution, and arranged the illegal crossing of national borders. All five are members of the infamous Bai family, and their actions have led to the deaths of six Chinese nationals, the suicide of one Chinese national, and caused injuries to others. Another 16 members and associates were jailed for crimes ranging from fraud, valued at more than $4 billion US dollars, to homicide. In neighboring Hong Kong, authorities seized assets worth $354 million from an entity named by local media as Cambodian-based Prince Bank. Similar action has been taken against Prince by the US, Britain, South Korea, and Singapore. Galagodatig Nanasarathera, a hardline Buddhist monk in Sri Lanka, sought state security, alleging that he received a death threat after he expressed concerns over Islamic extremism in the country. The monk told authorities he suspected an underworld plot to assassinate him. Media reports say about 100 shooting incidents across the nation have killed about 50 people, including politicians, this year. Thera's letter alleged that a leaflet containing a death threat against him was distributed among Muslims during Friday prayers at a mosque in the eastern province several weeks ago. The leaflets were distributed in the name of a group called Libya Gaddafi. Thera, a leader of the right-wing Sinhala Buddhist nationalist group known as the Buddhist Power Army, is known to have close ties with the Rajapaksa political dynasty, which ruled the island nation for decades before its ouster in a popular uprising in 2022. He made headlines for anti-Islam and anti-minority remarks. Dozens of Indonesian journalists and activists staged a demonstration on Monday against a minister's attempt to silence the media by suing Tempo, an investigative media outlet, for $12 million over an alleged defamation. "This lawsuit is an attempt to silence and bankrupt the media," said Nani Afrida, chairperson of the Alliance of Independent Journalists. The civil lawsuit was filed in July, accusing Tempo of damaging the Agriculture Ministry's reputation and public trust through a May 16th article and accompanying social media post titled "Polishing Rotten Rice." The article alleged that the National Logistics Agency, an Indonesian government-owned firm responsible for managing the country's food reserves, purchased rice from farmers regardless of quality, stocking damaged rice inside warehouses. Following the ministry's complaint to the Press Council, Tempo had revised the post. However, the agriculture minister persisted with the lawsuit, alleging the media outlet had not fully complied with the directives. South Korea's newly appointed ambassador to the Holy See, Stefano Shin Hyung-sik, has assured his full support for the Vatican's efforts for peace in the Korean Peninsula, while vowing to work towards improving ties with North Korea. Shin, who was appointed on October 29th, will succeed Oh Hyun-ju, the first Catholic woman to serve as the ambassador since 2023. He called the upcoming visit of Pope Leo XIV to South Korea during WYD 2027 a decisive diplomatic opportunity to revive the momentum for dialogue for peace on the Korean Peninsula. He expressed hope that Pope Leo's North Korea visit, if materialized, would ease tensions in the region. He pointed out that preparations for the 2027 Seoul World Youth Day are the most important task. The WYD is not just a gathering meant for the Catholic Church alone, but an event that can send a message of peace and solidarity to the world, he emphasized. He pointed out that the church, government, and civil society will participate in consultations together to ensure that government support, where needed, is obtained. Cambodia has suspended the operating licenses of four casinos with alleged ties to organized crime amid a ramped-up crackdown on human trafficking and scam compounds, a key factor in the recent peace deal hammered out with Thailand. The casinos were based in the southern port town of Sihanoukville, a notorious organized crime hub, the national police said. The secretariat said the casinos were suspended and closed due to the campaign to clean up technology frauds, following an order issued on Sunday. A day earlier, authorities confirmed the arrest of 111 suspects, 106 Indonesians and 5 Cambodians, in a coordinated operation targeting international online fraud rings with raids on a suspected scam center in a rental building in Phnom Penh. And in a separate operation, a casino in Bavé on the Vietnam border has had its license suspended, with 23 suspects arrested in regard to online scams, the Commission for Combating Online Scams said in a statement. The Alternative Dispute Resolution, or ADR system, a tribal justice mechanism that works as an alternative to formal courts in resolving criminal and civil disputes in northern Pakistan, has been criticized for being discriminatory, male-only, and Muslim-dominated. In a report, the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said the system has failed to do justice to women and members of minority communities. The study evaluated the implementation of the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Alternate Dispute Resolution Act 2020. The law permitted the creation of local committees to settle civil and minor criminal cases outside formal courts. The region currently has 418 committees, which are men-only and structurally excluded religious minorities, the right body said in the report. Women face issues, domestic violence, denial of inheritance, dowry disputes, but they're not comfortable coming to male members. Without women on the committees, we have no choice but to send them back, the report quoted a religious cleric and ADR member from Kurram district as saying. That's time we have this week. But if you are a listener to this, you will also like to read news articles, commentaries and features on ucanews.com. If we need to improve anywhere, connect us through our social media handles and help us cover the reporting costs by contributing at ucanews.com/donate. Small or big, doesn't matter. Also spread this among your friends and family. Today's producer was Binu Alex. As usual, I will be with you next week, and until then, goodbye.